It's the Uncle Seth podcast.
That was good. You waited until he was eating chips. He still managed to do it, though.
I know. I was kind of hoping it was going to be like a...
I'm eating chips.
All right. I actually think Jeff's been practicing eating all sorts of different types of food and saying that at home.
Oh, goody.
It's like, let's see how it sounds like with steak.
Carrots. Now that I've made a point about the eating, I will attempt to not eat into the microphone anymore.
Good. Yeah, please. What are we talking about today?
We're talking...
Oh, wait, before we do that, we wanted to play this thing. We want to play the very special comment. This is from Mark Blevis and Bob Goyach of the Canadian Podcast Buffet and the organizers of the Podcasters Across Borders Conference.
Did you say organizers?
Organizers.
Like they ergonomically...
That's right. So anyway, here's a comment from Bob and Mark.
Hey, Jay and the Uncle Seth gang. It's Mark.
And Bob.
From the Canadian Podcast Buffet. And we're sitting here on a balcony in Hawkesbury, Ontario, almost like Quebec. Which its only claim to fame and the only purpose it serves is that it sits halfway between Montreal and Ottawa. I'm having troubles talking, which makes it a logical place for Bob and I to meet for dinner once in a while.
So there's actually nothing to see here. This makes Kingston look like a thriving metropolis.
And actually, there's probably at least one decent bar here. So maybe next
there
time
there seems to be an Irish pub down the street.
Yeah,
there.
Maybe they can play here next time we have dinner.
So maybe we can do Podcasters Across Provinces.
Yeah,
and you guys can be the official band of that too.
Well, and to that end, congratulations.
Hey!
Hey, get off the balcony. Cars don't belong up here. To that end, it's awesome to have you guys as the official band of Canadian podcasting.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people.
Yeah, that's right. We're really lucky to be here right now, you and I.
We are.
Oh, you mean it couldn't...
I meant us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. See you. Take
you're
care.
Really lucky to know us.
Yeah. You know what? Your life has gotten better since you've known us.
That's right. Looking forward to the next album.
Take care, guys.
Ciao.
That's awesome. Thank you guys
so
much.
They're so super sweet.
And I just want to point out that...
A little drunk, but super
sweet.
And
you guys actually may not know this yet. I think I told Chris this, but I don't think I mentioned this to anybody else. But we're going to see both of them in a couple weeks. They're both going to Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
For PodCamp, which is our next big podcasting event we're going to. So we're going to be in Boston on September 9th and 10th. And we'll be playing at PodCamp in Boston on September 9th.
Go
we'll
Yankees.
Have to come up with a whole other theme song for PodCamp.
We will.
Today is a fantastic topic.
Who is it? What is it?
It is going to make me so incredibly happy. What superpower would you, or superpowers would you have?
Oh, you have more than one?
Would I have if
you could have more than one?
If I was fighting crime or if I'm just saying, if you were, rule the world?
No, if you were a superhero, what would your powers be?
Right. Oh, a superhero. So you're saying that I'm on the side of good.
Okay, or super villain, you know.
Actually, you're just super.
Just super?
Just
okay,
super.
If you were some sort of meta-human.
Okay, fair enough.
What kind of meta-human would you be?
As opposed to an altered human or a mutant.
Right.
Yeah, because I live in DC land and you're all Marvel bullshit.
Anyway, hey.
Hey, lay off the Marvel.
Hey, easy.
I'm just saying.
Easy.
I'm just saying.
Easy. These Marvel don't, have pipes in their walls.
Don't rag on my Wolverine will kick all your asses.
And also, in DC world, beauty is a power. Continue.
Okay, wait. So.
Well, then I have that in spades already.
Okay, so who are we starting with?
Chris.
All right.
We're starting with Chris.
Chris.
I think my superpower would be to get people to do whatever I wanted. I think that would be an awesome superpower.
Sort of like mind control.
Yeah. Yeah. If, you know, power suggestion. Power, like, super suggestion, though. I think that'd be awesome.
So what would you, like, how would you apply that?
Well, you know, in a music format, I would just... I pick up any instrument and then suggest to people that I sound brilliant and I'd never have to practice.
That's great.
And I'd just be awesome.
Oh, I like that.
Live.
I like that. Yeah, what would your CD wouldn't work so well.
CD would be kind
of side question, what would your superhero name be?
The Suggestor.
Well, it's terrible. I think that's a terrible name.
I don't think it's The Suggestor. I think it's just Suggestor.
I can't even say that. I don't
that,
know.
You should
I
maybe use
what,
that as
what
a
do you
superpower.
Think my name should be?
I don't know.
I was just thinking Crispa Thiger.
That's good because like it's a whole like undercover thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe you're like Lex Luthor.
A little bit, but with hair.
And hotter.
And hotter.
But I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Not nearly.
Kevin Spacey's a pretty hot Lex Luthor.
I enjoy the Kevin Spacey.
I was just going there.
Right on.
Jamie.
What's your superpower?
I think I like flying. And I mean, I like the idea of...
Who doesn't, you know?
No, but seriously, I mean, I do...
say that like you're flying already.
I do like... Yes. I do like the idea of flying, but it just seems unoriginal.
Well,
I feel like I should have
something
else.
Well, flying's kind of a gimme.
Is it?
Most people dream of flying. Like, it's kind of the obvious
one. Don't
want to
fly.
I think if it was flying as a gimme... Actually, here, I could do it this way. It's like... Well, and this is particularly true with certain superheroes, is the reason that they can fly is because they have some other power. Yeah. And so for me, it would be like telekinesis, and then that would also enable me to fly. So the ability to like move things with my mind.
Move things with your mind.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. Just so you know, like, well, okay, so really, ultimately, the reason for this is so that I don't have to get up and get my beer. I just can get it through my mind. I could just be thinking, and another beer would arrive in my hand.
Can you imagine?
That's awesome.
Can you imagine if you had like really ultra specialized like superpowers? That would really kind of suck. Like the only thing you could do with your mind is bend spoons. Like if that was the
but only
thing
spoon
do,
as soon as or, the item was bent it was no yeah. longer a spoon you or, couldn't even bend it back
or if you turned into something like pudding.
Well, I'm always
you
I
know
mean,
like that would be, like because so, and not everybody can have like super right. cool superpowers right like there's got to
have
be
you seen Sky
degrees.
High they talk about this
yeah there's
Sky High
and actually
Harris said she didn't like it
yeah
Jeff took me to it because Jeff enjoys some of the bad movies.
I was in a really bad night. I was having a bad day and they were like Tara and Scott her fiance was like, we'll take you out, Jeff. We'll take you out. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I want to see Sky High.
That's all he wanted to do.
although right I will say, I've heard some stuff from the soundtrack of that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's
the movie was actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Good.
I also really enjoyed my super ex-girlfriend.
What is
really good.
Uma Thurman?
All about the shark.
I also enjoy Uma Thurman, but
yeah, well, who doesn't?
It's superpowers and there's a shark in it. Equals
Tara
Hart.
You're there. And Uma Thurman's in it. So how
I don't like Uma Thurman.
What?
Don't like her. There's a Wilson in it, and I love the Wilson
yeah,
boys.
Okay, fair enough.
So.
All right, let's move on. Jeffrey, what would your superpower
be? What would my superpower be? I don't know.
Super spilling.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, seriously.
No, but it's,
just,
it was,
you know what's really funny? The power to never... I'm going to go with the power... Okay, since I was young, the thing that people knew me for is after lunch... On the schoolyard, I would have a spot of some sort of colored liquid on my shirt because I'd eat lunch and inevitably I would spill grape or orange onto my shirt.
So your
and
power would be to remove those spots?
To the point. No, no,
laundry,
I was
going to
say the point would be, the point would be some sort of clever non-spilling power. Okay. And we can expand it.
It's
non-spilling of
cup.
Anything.
It's a sippy cup.
Yeah. And you could call me sippy cup. You could call me sippy cup. And I could just go around containing things. You know,
wow.
Safely containing things.
The
if there's an oil spill, if there's an oil, think about it. If there's an oil spill, bam. You know, I'm there. Sippy cup. Nice.
Call Sippy cup.
You'd be like, you could be like working for Enron at all times.
What would the sippy signal be? That's what I want to know.
It'd be a cup like tilting in the sky.
Call Sippy cup.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
I feel like it. Feel like if Sippy cup had been a person when I was young, I would have experienced less derision.
You're probably right. You're absolutely
Jay,
right.
Jay, would you have a super name?
I didn't have a name, did I? I don't know. I think I would...
The Mooninator?
The Mooninator.
J-Moo.
Yeah.
That is actually his name, the Mooninator. It is now,
the
so Mooninator. He needs another alias.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I never think of myself as having other names, like, other than the name. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
So, as we all probably realize, I've thought about this extensively and not just, like, right now, because I'm a big dork, and I sit around with my other comic book friends, and we talk about stuff like this.
Yeah, of course.
So at first, I'm kind of like, I can't have a superpower because I love the bats. And the bat family, there are no superpowers.
Right.
And you have skills that are like extremely heightened, but no superpowers.
And money.
Like imagine if your skill was that you could hang wallpaper perfectly. Like imagine if that was your only skill.
Okay, that's not my only skill. Okay.
Decorator.
So if I shit. Like, no, okay.
Okay, wait. Let her.
So my thought was if I do have a superpower, firstly I want to be like have like all the DC women power, which is the power of beauty.
Oh.
I'd love
power
to have
of
that.
Possibly large breasts.
Yes, and the power of teeny tiny waist
that's
that are smaller than thighs.
Which just goes to show you that 95% of comic book artists are men.
It's okay.
Straight geeky men
that's
who
right.
are lonely.
That's right.
But I think I'd like to have.
But please buy our records.
Yeah, I think I'd like to have like mind control, but using music. And so like I'd
Ooh.
Pull off these elaborate heists. Using like I'd show up with a bunch of like DJ equipment in like a DJ van, and I'd have my henchmen all set it up, and then I'd like spin some like tunes, and be like, okay, everyone, we're here to rob the bank. And like,
wait, what if you had a band?
Well, no.
A band that
it's like,
did that for you.
No. Perhaps. But it's like, no. But I spin some tunes, and the mind control thing and my henchmen take over things, because the music can either like burst cameras or make people pass out or make people be so interested in like dancing. And my name would be Anthem.
That's awesome. You know what? That is a very, I got to say that, you obviously have a bias towards the DC Family Comics, because that's a very DC-esque
kind
of.
Oh, totally.
So clearly you want to be a super villain.
I could be a villain, but I could use it for good as well, because I could distract from what's going on.
It's a great evil power, though.
I think a villain, because one of my coworkers is going to be the choreographer who pulls off elaborate heists.
Is that his name? His superhero name? Choreographer?
Yeah. Who he goes in for these heists. It's all like 60s Batman stuff.
No, this
so it's
totally
like,
was what
he goes in for the heist with like henchmen. They're all like a dance troupe, and they pull off these elaborate like musical numbers. But if one thing is wrong, the lights all of a sudden come up, and he's like, no. I said pivot, step, pivot, turn. Not pivot, pivot, step, turn.
Settle, people, settle.
And then he goes, that's it. I don't want this anymore. And we'll walk away from whatever crime he's in the middle of committing, because he's like, he's not in search of like the money, the jewels, or whatever he's after. He's in search of the perfect heist. And so sometimes Anthem and choreographer work together, because, you know, he needs some music sometimes.
Sure.
And he can't find good singers for the dance numbers all the time.
How would Batman handle that?
That's a question I think is
some kind of bat earphones, I think.
I don't know.
No, see, because you're
a bat iPod.
No, see, you're going with 60s Batman.
No, but that's what she's talking about. Look, listen to the description of the scene. Of course, that's what she's talking about.
How would a guy who could only turn himself into pudding handle that? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, what'd you do then? Oh, I got it. Your chocolate pudding. Yeah. You stain choreographer's shorts.
Yeah.
Right? And he'll think something horrible's happened.
But if he had you around, the stain would be erased.
That's right. Okay. All right.
I could clean up after.
Oh, now that's it. Now we're getting circular. So let's play a song, shall we?
Let's play a cloud song.
Perfect.
Yes, because these stories are in the clouds.
Am I the only one who can fly?
Yeah.
Nice.
What if you can only turn lights on, but you can't turn them off with your mind?
Okay, this is Cloud Song. It's live from Kingston. Enjoy.
At the Merchant Tap House on June
24th, 2005. Podcast. Don't take me seriously.
Well, I am floating
seem my dear, but everything I've